International nuclear inspectors are preparing to leave North Korea. The agency that's supposed to safeguard nuclear material around the world says its employees will depart by Tuesday. The International Atomic Energy Agency is leaving after North Korea's government removed monitoring equipment from nuclear facilities and also announced plans to restart a laboratory that's capable of making plutonium for nuclear weapons. North Korea says it had to make up for the lost energy supplies. We're going to have two reports from the region in the next few minutes, and we begin with Kevin Kim of the BBC. He's in Seoul, South Korea. Mr. Kim, let me start with the most obvious question, although perhaps the most difficult. What is North Korea trying to accomplish here?
You have to remember, North Korea is an impoverished country that is trying to raise its economy. It's heavily reliant on foreign aid. By lifting its nuclear freeze, the Pyongyang government has almost created a new bargaining chip to get more concessions. But as of now, the Bush administration has clearly expressed there would be no negotiations unless the North surrenders its program first.
You're just a few miles from the demilitarized zone where you're living there in Seoul. I'm wondering how real the danger feels where you are, Mr. Kim.
If there would be any military actions, Seoul would be under artillery range of North Korea. But most people living in Seoul do not really feel the real threat. The amount of public concern in South Korea is rising, but most people have been hoping that North Korea's recent moves were aimed at increasing pressure on the U.S. to start negotiations. But as the situation escalates, growing numbers now worry that their communist neighbors' brinkmanship diplomacy may be going out of control and could possibly lead to military actions. This is bringing increasing number of people nervous. People who have experienced the Korean War are more nervous because they know how nasty war can get. But as of now, you really can't see that many people preparing for war, if you can say that.
Okay, now you're in Seoul, South Korea, which says that it plans to be part of some talks with North Korea and with Japan. It's an effort to defuse the crisis. What kind of progress, if any, is being made?
Officials in South Korea have announced they would send special envoys to China and Russia, traditional allies with North Korea. The hope is to form a united front in the region to persuade the Pyongyang government to stop its nuclear ambitions.
Kevin Kim is a producer for the BBC. He's in Seoul, South Korea. Mr. Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.